RTL Stories, the podcast with Lisa Burke from RTL Group.
We are, in terms of news, we are media brand number one in Luxembourg, so we have a lot of influence. Having this influence also means to have a lot of responsibility, and just to do your job right, you have to know what is happening in the country, to have a clear picture of what is happening in order to make sure that you do your job right in terms of media coverage.
Hello and welcome to RTL Stories, the podcast. I'm Lisa Burke, based at RTL here in Luxembourg. And in this series, we explore the journeys of the people who shape RTL across Europe and beyond. Now, today's guest is someone I've known for quite a while. In fact, about 8 years ago, I wrote to him directly with an idea to launch RTL in English here in Luxembourg, which is now flourishing. Christoph Goossens is the CEO of RTL Luxembourg and BCE Broadcasting Centre Europe and head of Luxembourg operations for RTL Group. And so Christoph leads Luxembourg's largest media company whilst also heading a technical powerhouse which serves clients across Europe and Africa. He serves on several major committees, including the RTL Group Operations Management Committee and the supervisory board of Group M6 and FEDIL, Business Federation Luxembourg, to name but a few. And at the heart of all of this is Luxembourg, one of Europe's most unique media markets. Christoph, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to start with RTL. Mm-hmm. Here in Luxembourg, because the L is very significant. Can you give us a bit of the history?
Yeah, well, I mean, the L is in our brand, is in our logo, and something we are very proud of. It's our roots. It's our legacy. I mean, we started our operations very, very long time ago, but the products that still exist today, the radio was launched in 1959, TV 1969, and then we continuously developed new products here in Luxembourg also to adapt to the changing behaviors also of our customers, our listeners, viewers. So we have a quite long history in Luxembourg, and we are very proud of that history.
Yeah, and you've pointed to something that is very unique to Luxembourg. It is the different populations, audiences. RTL, it operates in multiple languages. We have Luxembourgish, German, French, and English. So how do you approach this strategically, given you have such a range of languages and diverse communities?
Yeah, but that's one of the main challenges we have in Luxembourg. It's a very small territory. It's 680,000 inhabitants in this small market. But still, almost half of that market is non-Luxembourgish, which I think it's a huge advantage to have a country with this population structure. But of course, the challenging part on the media side is, okay, how to address this in a small market? I mean, you know, in bigger markets, it's already difficult to address your audience in one language. We, in a small market, have to do it in different languages. So we had to do some choices, obviously. And digital helped us a lot. And so we developed products in French language, RTL Info. And obviously, I mean, you told about it in English some years ago. You contacted us and then we discussed and we found it already at that time a great idea. And since then, we also continuously developed our English-speaking or English content, not just digital, but also with a great radio station, which was available in streaming now in DAB. And there might be some other developments happening in the course of the next month in that area. So to answer your question, yeah, we had to do some choices, but we really saw it as an opportunity also since the very beginning. We tried to do it in an efficient way in our back end. And for sure, in the future, technology will help a lot. AI will help a lot because it will make things easier in terms of translation and so on and so forth. But already right now we have a great offer and we will continue to develop that offer in this small market.
Yeah, because it's a small land, as you have pointed out, a small population, very diverse, and each audience, each language audience requires slightly different news as well. Now, RTL Luxembourg focused first on radio, then TV, and now YouTube as well. So how has the media output choices reflected the trends of the audience?
Again, it was for us very simple. We said since the very beginning, we need to be there where our audiences are. So we do not change the behavior of our audiences. We need to be there where they are. So Of course, technology allowed us to launch, as in other countries, these new products. And up to social media, where we launched a channel just a few weeks ago, it's also there an interesting discussions if you should be there, if you shouldn't be there. It's kind of a frenemy relationship. But we decided to go there and just to advertise our contents on these platforms, also to have eyeballs of maybe people we don't have in our traditional media, just to show them what we do. And then try to get them back on our products. That's what we do. It's a lot of trial and error because, I mean, the industry is changing at such a rapid pace. You don't have that much of a time to reflect for months and for months on what you do. And there's no one outside there who can tell you exactly what to do. So we are a little bit enter a trial and error phase. And that's fine with me. I mean, you learn quickly. If we fail, we should fail quickly and then adapt. But that's the way we should really handle this kind of topics and be wherever we need to be. But also, of course, having in mind our revenue side. I mean, we want people to be on our products, and that's what we always try to do, is really catch the attention and then get them back on our products, may it be radio, TV, or our digital products.
So making quick decisions, trial and error, and then realignment.
Exactly.
You mentioned revenue, and that leads to something that is quite unique also about RTL Luxembourg. It's both the public broadcaster in the Grand Duchy, and it's also a commercial endeavor. So how do you balance the two different factions here?
Yeah, we have quite a unique model here in Luxembourg. Honestly, the financing model, I've not seen a similar model in any other countries. What we have in Luxembourg is a kind of a PPP, private public partnership. And I think that might be a great solution to do public service. Why? Because we have a lot of expertise within RTL on how to handle media, on how to do things. And topics like AI are even enforcing this view. Turn it the other way around. If we would be a standalone company without having the backing of RTL Group, without having experts of RTL Group, for instance, in the AI topic, we would not be able to do what we do now. So here we have a clear contract, Convention de Service Public contract with the Luxembourgish government, with very clear obligations, objective requirements that are in this contract. So we do within these requirements, we are free to do what we would like to do. So it's a very clear framework. It's a clear financing model, which is a little bit different than for other public services, as we do not get money up front, but it's a reverse model. So we really work for a year, which this brings some costs. From this cost base, we deduct our revenues. We deduct some contribution from RTL Group, and there's a deficit left. And this deficit is covered by up to 15 million a year by the Luxembourgish state, but after audit and ex post. So it's a very different model, but the model has a big advantage. It's fully transparent, and there are a lot of control mechanism within this model. So there's a clear financing model, there's a clear framework, but there's the right mix between expertise from within RTL Group, long decades expertise we have, the right resources also on being innovative in whatever we do, and this framework to do this public service mission here in Luxembourg.
So you spoke about something that is very relevant, infrastructure. You spoke about a lot of expertise, and part of that expertise comes from BCE. Mm. You're also CEO of BCE, and we did also have Xavier Thielen, who's head of production and digital media operations at BCE, on this show already. How do the two roles complement each other?
They partly complement, and they are partly completely different. And that's what I really like, having both these hats and really with different companies. I mean, the parts where they're very close is that BCE is also operating the technical part for RTL Luxembourg. There's a very close close link. And historically, BCE has been launched as a supplier, as a tech supplier for RTL Group entities, not just Luxembourg, but also other entities we had. But then, since then, the company evolved, the company has grown. And nowadays, we do more than half of our turnover outside of RTL Group. We serve more than 400 customers throughout Europe and Africa. In Europe, it's the big market. It's France, it's Germany we're active in. We just opened us up in Hungary right now. We have an office in London. But Africa becomes increasingly important for us too. I mean, we did different projects in the last few years, in the course of the last few years in Africa. And we think it's really growth not market, but really growth continent for us, for a company like PC. So there's a slight overlapping between the both of the roles, but then very different companies with different people. And for me, it's really great pleasure. And I love really managing these companies, which are very different. One, content people on the RTL side, which function in a very different way than tech people on BCE side. But I have the real big advantage to have really great teams on both sides. So it's fun. I have to say it's fun running both of these operations. Yeah.
And one of the decisions you will have to ultimately sign off on is which countries you collaborate with. So you just mentioned a sub-hub in Hungary.
Yeah.
Mentioned Africa, the continent of Africa. I don't know which countries exactly in Africa. So how do you choose where to base yourselves and who to collaborate with?
That depends very much, of course, on the business side. I mean, most of the solutions at PC we offer, it's products and solutions for media companies, or at least companies that create some kind of content. And we really take care of the technical part, that these people just have to focus on producing content. It might be media, it might be in the sports industry, fashion industry, but also some institutional customers. And as I said, I mean, we have some offices in the larger countries. If you hand out the technical part to a company, you need to trust this company. And so building up this trust is very important. So it's not just choosing on the fly who we're working with, but it's really building customer relationship with these people that give you their technical part to handle. Then matter of trust, matter of meeting people, and so you create relationships in the different market. But we do not have one single set of rules just to choose these customers. It's a little bit more complex than that. But PCE has a great reputation in the area we are working in, and this, of course, helps in what we do.
Trust is a word that has come up in this conversation series a few times. It's very important when it comes to news. And of course, you've mentioned AI a few times as well. You have an entrepreneurial spirit yourself. So how do you marry the use of AI in both RTL and BCE and everything else that you do, and also retain the trust?
It's key. I mean, it's key even more on the RTL side. It's absolutely key, because that's the only differentiator we have, is trust. First of all, what I always tell the teams, our first mission is to convince people to give us some of their time, because they have such a great offer in terms of media, they should come to us and use our channels. And if we want them to use our channels, they need to trust us. And nowadays, it really becomes paramount to make sure that on the news side, the news you bring onto your channels, people could trust this information. And it becomes increasingly difficult with AI, with deepfakes and so on and so forth, to make sure that the information you're providing is the right information. But that's the role we have to play. That's the differentiator. And that's the real value our brands have, is the trust which is linked to this brand. So what do we do? I mean, we try on the RTL side, of course, we use AI. It would be a mistake not to embrace it. So we fully embrace it, and the teams fully embraced it. But I really believe that the importance, the role of journalists become even higher with AI than without AI. As you know, AI is an assistant. AI helps to do a lot, part of the job, but you will even more need journalists in the future than we needed in the past. So they will be key in this game. So you can embrace AI. You should embrace AI in the processes. I mean, it makes a lot of things easier, as I said before, in digital products, in terms of translation and so on and so forth. There are a lot of applications where you should use AI, but journalists will always be at the core of what we do. It's people our audiences should trust, and that's the value our brands have.
Another conversation topic of the news at the moment, this year, last year as well, ever so important: technical sovereignty, cybersecurity, and cloud data. We are sitting on enormous amounts of data here. Mm-hmm. So again, I'm sure this is a constant source of conversation and maybe nightmares for you.
Yeah, it's a big topic. Security, of course. I mean, it's also there. It's key on the BCA activities, we have a security team. We put a lot of efforts into that. And in terms of data, we have a hybrid solution. We try to offer a hybrid solution. We have a data center here in this building in RTL City. We have a full-fledged data center. And then, of course, we work with cloud providers. And then you could have international cloud providers, but you could also have a European solution, sovereign solution. So we are working on both of these solutions in terms of cloud to offer afterwards a full hybrid solution to our customers with on-prem data center solutions combined with cloud solutions. The teams are working a lot on that. There's a lot of progress done in that area, and we are working. It's a bit too early to talk about it, but on different proof of concepts with also European actors. One I can talk about is Scaleway, which is a European cloud provider we are working on, and we will partner up with them to just to do some projects with them in the near future.
So it seems that some of the broadcasting infrastructure in Europe, for RTL at least, will have European sovereignty.
That's at least what we would like to offer in the portfolio and customers, not just for RTL, but there are other customers that are looking for this kind of solutions, yes.
So now let's move on to reinventing what has been a legacy broadcaster. You've been with RTL since 2007. Yeah. How has the organization fundamentally changed since then?
I think cannot really compare anymore. I mean, it changed that much. It's different companies. We still have our legacy. And as I said in the beginning, we are very proud of that legacy. But of course, things needs to evolve in the ways you work. And the product offer has changed. More products, more languages, which require a different way of working. But what remains the same is we want to be close to our audiences. This has not changed. The environment has changed, the competition has changed, the offer is increasingly different than it was before. So the environment may have changed, but the core on what we do, can trust, being close to audiences, this has not changed. But the way we work, of course, has changed with technological evolutions. It's for sure the business has become very different.
But maybe Luxembourg is always well placed in the sense to deal with audience fragmentation, because you've had to deal with that from the beginning, from the outset. Mm-hmm. So the addition of global competition is perhaps equivalent to audience fragmentation, just a different sort.
Yeah, and in a small country, you always need to adapt. It's somehow in our DNA, and that's because we always had to do that. If you want to survive in a small country, you need to adapt constantly to a changing environment. And that's what we did. The structure of the population has changed in the course of the last years. The population has grown. So a lot of these metrics have changed in Luxembourg on top of technological evolution. So yeah, a lot of elements that have changed, but each and every element that is changing is an opportunity also to improve your business, to improve the way you're working. And that's what we, with the great teams that we have at RTL-BC, that's what we constantly do. Yeah.
You told me earlier that you had a startup, you sold it, you have this deep love of being an entrepreneur and the entrepreneurial spirit, but now you're managing a large operation of about 450 people. You've got BCE and RTL. So how do you think about innovation and also streamlining and finding the right balance of people? So it's a mix of everything all together.
Yeah. I think we all need to be entrepreneurs in an environment that is changing as rapidly as our environment is changing. You need to have an entrepreneurial spirit to make your company that survives, grows into this environment. So innovation for the tech company, for BCE, it's a key element in our strategy. We have really people working on innovation. So we have to find the right mix of people. And that's what we try to do with people that are in the company for long years, that know the company, that know what we're working, and then bringing in new profiles. And these new profiles, it's people that have a different experience in different other areas that join the companies. I mean, we have much more of these at BC, but they're really great profiles joining us. And then having this right mix between knowledge within the company, because we have great people within the company that have a lot of knowledge, mixing that up with people that come from the outside world, also bringing in new people on key positions. That what's something we also did at BC. We have very young directors in different areas. This whole mix brings you to the next step at the company level. They all push and bring in the necessary knowledge to make the next steps. So.
Now, nobody becomes a CEO without having to make some very tough and sometimes unpopular decisions. So how do you deal with making perhaps internally unpopular decisions, but intrinsically necessary for the company?
yeah, of course, that's part of the job. That's not the nicest part of the job, but of course, sometimes you have to. How do you do it? By, first of all, talking a lot to the people that surrounds you. I mean, it's you taking the decision, but you should always talk a lot to the people in the teams to make sure that you are taking the right decision. And then at the end, you're in charge of the company, you have the responsibility for the company. So it's also your part to take these less popular decisions for the good of the company. And sometimes it's better to take a tough decision at the moment than to wait and having to take much worse decisions later. But that's also part of my entrepreneurial view of the things. You know that you have to constantly adapt your organizations in order to be efficient and to perform well. That's also part, let's say, part of my DNA. So I try with the teams, it's not myself, it's with the teams, we try to adapt constantly to avoid as much as possible to have to take really unpopular decisions at the end. And by doing constant effort, often you manage not to have to take really unpopular decisions at the end. Yeah.
You are invited to many, many events as well, and Luxembourg is a small place. So how do you show up at these events knowing that people might want to influence you?
You first have to be part of that game. You have to know what is happening and you have to be out there. For me, I always seen the role like that. You have to be in contact with other stakeholders too. We have the public service mission, so we need to be neutral and objective. That's very important. So I never express political opinions and I try to behave as neutral as possible, but this works out quite well. I mean, people know that. And of course, people talk to you, but they do not want, because that's kind of an urban legend also that politicians and so on try to, that's not the case. This is not really happening like that in practice. That's not the case. But of course, you're talking to people and it's important to talk to the stakeholders. I mean, we are in terms of news, we are media brand number one in Luxembourg, so we have a lot of influence. Having this influence also means to have a lot of responsibility, and just to do your job right, you have to know what is happening in the country, to have a clear picture of what is happening in order to make sure that you do your job right in terms of media coverage.
Politicians are one sort of leader. You're a different sort of leader. Yeah. And what type of leader do you want to be thought of as?
First of all, I'm really a team player. I love working with team. I'm an entrepreneur, definitely. That's what I love. I had the big luck, let's say, at the beginning of my career to start in the telco business, which was great at that time, was beginning of the 2000s. It was the early days of that industry, mobile phones and so on and so forth. So it had a big, big advantage that you didn't have people sitting there and say, okay, now sit down and I'll tell you how to do this. It was a lot of trial and error. I spoke about trial and error now with in different areas of media. It was also a trial and error time in the beginning of the 2000s. We tried out great things in a very entrepreneurial environment. We were very early into trying to do combined TV and radio with telco, a little bit too early. That's also a key learning. If you're too early in the market, it's a little bit like being too late. So yeah, an entrepreneur for sure. I like to change things. I like to transform companies. I don't like the standstill. That's something I don't like at all. I would not be able to manage a company just to manage it on a day-to-day. It's always with teams. Myself, I can't do nothing without my teams, but BCE has really undergone a deep transformation. We are not at the very end, but we did, part of that journey already. And it's really transforming, making this company, adapting this company to a new environment, changing them, transforming them. That's what I really like, to do that with the team. Teams, it's different teams. I love being surrounded by people that are much smarter than I in what they do, because you can learn that much each and every day. That's really great fun to work with these people. You have to know, I mean, managing this tech company, I don't have a tech background. And I told them since the very beginning, but fine, that's not my role. I rely on them for the tech part. So yeah, I really like to be an entrepreneur. That's what I love to do, and making the companies better. But I think we all do that.
And do you ever relax?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's important.
How do you relax?
By really doing other things. And when I leave the building, I can manage to do really thinking about other things. I think it's important. I mean, of course, you constantly start thinking again about the business, but you also need moments where you don't think about it. You need these moments where you think about different things. Open your eyes, also see what is happening, and not just reflecting on the business 24 hours. I think that's very important, yes.
Well, Christoph, you mentioned trying to get a little parcel of the audience's time. Mm. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure to have you on this show in this wonderful studio built by BCE in the RTL Luxembourg premises. And so thank you very, very much. Thank you, everyone, also for listening to this episode. If you're part of RTL, let us know your thoughts on the RTL Group intranet in the comment section. And you can also always get in touch on one of our social media channels. Just search for RTL Group on LinkedIn, Instagram, and YouTube. And stay tuned for more very soon.